introduction, Dr. Stewart. First off, I'd like to thank my co-authors, Dr. Ralph Bagwell and Mr. Josh Copes, for their help in this study. The Tarnished Plant Bug is a common pest in many agriculture crops. However, in the Mid-South, it is a key economic pest. On our y-axis here, we have our chemical costs for controlling the tarnished plant bug per acre. And on our x-axis, we have the years 1990 through 2007. This data was adapted from Mike Williams' Insect Laws reports. And as you can see, from 1995 to 2007, we've seen a steady trend of it costing more per acre to control the tarnished plant bug. And a couple reasons for this is we've had an increase in the number of insecticide applications we're having per acre to control the tarnished plant bug, and an increase in the rate we're having to use to control them. With this increase in rate and increase in number of insecticide applications, we're beginning to see resistance to aspate and pyrethroids in Louisiana. Well, we know resistance plays a role in these control phases, but there are other factors may be influencing this poor field efficacy we're seeing. From 2004 to 2007, DPL 555 was planted on over 50% of our acres in Louisiana. Now, as we know, this is a full season variety that has the potential to get extremely tall. And there's previous data that shows that a lower leaf area index can improve your pesticide distribution into the lower portion of your plant canopy. And as early in the 1970s, cotton breeders were looking at ochre leaf cotton because it had a more open canopy and getting better pesticide distribution in there. Here's a deposition study, and as you can see right here, we had water-sensitive slides at the top of the plant canopy, middle, and the bottom. Well, here were the slides that were at the top of the plant canopy, and you can see it was good coverage. Middle's okay, but down here at the bottom, there's hardly anything on the slides at all. So the objective of this study was to determine if insecticide efficacy for controlling the tarnished plant bug is influenced by plant height. We had basically two treatments. We had Mepaquat treated treatment and a non-Mepaquat treatment. We applied a Mepaquat at the main stem node 10, when cotton was at main stem node 10, and our Mepaquat treated plots, we used a backpack sprayer, CO2 backpack sprayer, 12 GPA and 30 pounds of pressure. We set this up in a randomized complete block design, 8 rows by 50 feet. We had it replicated 4 times. We had this at 14 locations throughout the state of Louisiana. We came and made pre and post insecticide treatment counts. Now, these insecticide treatments were made by the producer however they wanted to put out and with whatever chemical they chose to use. We also looked at plant height in each one of our plots. We measured 10 plants in each plot and took an average of that. We also came back and looked at boll damage at harvest in each one of our plots, and we analyzed the data using a t-test. This shows where all of our locations were. We had 14 of them. We put out quite a few locations because we knew it was going to be hard to get the numbers of plant bugs we wanted for our study. We wanted at least one tarnished plant bug per drop in each one of our plots, and we used a black drop cloth for this sample. And we only found this at 4 of our locations, these number of tarnished plant bugs. And this is one of our plots in the field. This is actually at a Somerset location. As you can see, the darker green is one of our Mepaquat treated plots. We had it in a randomized complete block design. We're up 4 times. And we put this in the middle of the field because we wanted to get good coverage with our insecticide applications, however the farmer wanted to put it out, either with the high boy or by airplane. And this just shows a Mepaquat and non-Mepaquat. Here's the difference we were able to establish in plant height. Our smallest plant we had was 19.7 inches, and our largest plant was 50 inches. So we reduced plant height by about 30%. These next few slides will be set up similar. On the y-axis, we have our percent control 5 to 7 days after the application. On our x-axis, we have our plant height. Here on the far right, we have how that insecticide application was applied, and the chemical used, and what rate it was used. So the test we had at Angola, and you can see our plant height in our Mepaquat treated plots was 29 inches, and we saw about 87% control. And in our non-Mepaquat treated plots, the plant height was 33 inches, We saw about 86% control. There was no significant difference here between plant height and percent control. So this test we had in Winsboro, we saw about 50% control here in our Mepaquat treated plots, and the plant height were about 24 inches. In our non-Mepaquat treated plots, we saw 39% control, and the plants were 32 inches. In this test, acephate was used as a control agent, and see, we saw poor control. This was actually a poor control we saw, and this data is from Mr. Josh Coates, who will be presenting right next after me, and this is from all of his field trials with acephate in 2008 growing season. You can see at the recommended rate, they're seeing about 50% control as well, and even at a pound and a quarter, they're seeing about 6% control. So we're seeing a flat dose response. So acephate just doesn't appear to be it's working as well as it should. Here's a test we had at Frogmore. We saw about 89% control in our Mepaquat treated plots, and the plant height was 28 inches there. In our non-Mepaquat treated plots, the plant height was 37.5 inches. We saw about 75% control, still not a significant difference, and Bodrum was used here. Here's our test we had at Somerset. That was a picture y'all saw earlier. Our non-Mepaquat treated plot, the plant height was about 45 inches. The Mepaquat treated plots, the plant height was 31 inches. We're seeing about 80% in control in the Mepaquat treated plots and 84% control in the non-Mepaquat treated plots. So this is the average of all these four locations. The average plant height in our Mepaquat treated plots was 28 inches and 37 in our non-Mepaquat treated plots. And we're seeing about a 7% difference in our percent control, so it's still not significant. And this slide, I'll set it up. It's got our plant height on the x-axis, and our plant heights range from 19.7 inches to 50 inches. We have our percent control on our y-axis. The yellow diamonds are Bodrum. The blue is our acephate. You said acephate, we have a lot down here at 0% control. But we ran a regression to see if we could see a correlation between our plant height and percent control, and we saw no significant regression between plant height and percent control here. We came back to every location we set up, all 14, and looked at bug damaged bowls at harvest. Our average plant height in our Mepaquat treated plots was 31.4 inches. Our average plant height in our non-Mepaquat treated plots was 41.6 inches. And we're seeing about 5% damaged bowls in each. So it's not a significant difference between plant height here and damaged bowls, bug damaged bowls. So we concluded that the data did not indicate that plant height up to 50 inches had an impact on insecticide efficacy. I'd like to thank the producers for allowing us to set the test up on their farms. I'd like to thank the LSU Ag Center, Louisiana Cotton Producers Association, and Cotton Incorporated for the funding for this project. Thank y'all, and at this time I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
We have time for several questions, and before the next speaker, as my mom used to say, I misspoke it earlier. I tried to put y'all on break after this presentation, but we have another one before break. Any questions? I have one. You know, we hear all the time, ate up with plant bugs in the Mid-South. You got 14 sites, and you only have four that hit one per drop?
Mm-hmm. One per drop.
Were these things being oversprayed?
We got the producer, we asked them to call us before they would go, their consultant or whoever recommended them to make an insecticide application. We went out there and checked, and only four times we have at least one in every lot.
Very good. Well, we're going to wait a couple.
Jack?
Go ahead, we got time.
Yeah, we didn't see it. Saw very few stink bugs. Yeah. We did a drop. So we didn't have exactly that. We can look into. We didn't look into that.
We're gonna take just a couple of minutes. Sure, people that might be coming to the present.
station go missing. Thanks, Jonathan.